Good morning, a Friday morning with us, Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we're all remote now, everyone at their various locations because of the coronavirus. This has impacted business tremendously. We will not know the full economic impact for some time, but give us a sort of snapshot of what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're only a week or so into this crisis, but you know, businesses have had to react and pivot so quickly this week, as so many things from schools and offices to restaurants and events have all been shut down. Every industry has been affected in one way or another. One of the hardest hit, as you know, has been the service industry, where restaurants and bars have been limited to takeout and delivery. The industry says that it won't be nearly enough to cover lost revenue. Many restaurants have closed completely and temporarily laid off staff. The New York State Restaurant Association is calling on state government to step in immediately and give these restaurants a lifeline. They are advocating for a freeze on sales tax collection, as well as a break on rent and mortgage payments, emphasizing that the need is now, not in 6 months. Banks have also started to change some of their policies to help businesses and consumers during this time. Some have begun waiving early withdrawal penalties, and others have allowed more flexible payment plans. Banks are saying that they're trying to be flexible and having a more individualized approach as they try and figure this out. And at the branches, many of them are limiting their operations to drive-through only. You know, as everyone is hopefully doing their part to slow the spread of the virus, the state and counties are trying to best prepare for the inevitable increase in possible cases. This week, the Albany County Department of Health is working with the county's Tourism Bureau, Discover Albany, to ask hotels if they have availability to help with the coronavirus outbreak by providing rooms to people undergoing quarantine or other potential scenarios. Discover Albany has asked the operators of about 7,000 rooms in the county if they can assist if the need arises. Some hotels wouldn't be suited. You know, they're looking for ones with private entrances and separate HVAC units per room. The response from businesses, the healthcare systems, and the government is rapidly changing by the day, if not the hour, you know, and will continue to stay on top of the regional impact.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Fridays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us and keeping us informed on what's happening in the business community.
Of course. Thank you.